The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this ninth day of May, 2011. I'm sorry, 2018. Or was it 2017? Take a pick. Whatever makes you feel good. Francis in North Carolina, you were saying before the break.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the officers are so bloodthirsty that they actually have to shoot an actual living human being compared to whatever apparatus is used at a firing range when they do their practice shooting or whatever to get their frustrations out while they're at work or off hours or who knows what the case might be. Since I don't know what they do or what they use, or what is supplied to them, for that matter, for their shooting range apparatus. I'm just wondering, maybe they need to have a artificial intelligent mannequin or something that actually exhibits some sort of a physical reaction to some kind of commentary or affront to the officer that's there to practice at the range or whatever, to give them a reason to start shooting at non-living being, for that matter. Just a thought.
I can answer that. Let me ask you that. You know, Francis, that's a good question. I'm looking at firemen and police officers. I probably the two in the United States occupations probably have the highest amount of stress, the highest divorce rate. And I just like, I would like to see, I know Rivero's talked about this before, but how many of these police officers are on psychotropic medications to keep them in check? I would be very, very interested to see how many officers are on medication. It's a high-stress job. It's a jungle out there, as they'll tell you. But I wonder, when I see these officers acting out this way, an excessive force is not needed. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with that person. I would like to know more about that. And that's something that should be monitored, actually. You know, here they're talking about President Trump, what's his physical? How do you do? Is he on medications? What's his blood work say? Any illegal drugs in his system? Well, how about checking these police officers? What the hell are they on that they would think this guy was such a threat they had to kick him in the head? You know, well, there's something wrong here.
When you're describing that, fellas, basically what it's telling me is that the officer has psychologically snapped. If they're on that kind of medication and they decide to have some sort of delusions of grandeur that, oh, I've got a villain here, I'm going to knock the out of them or whatever have you, and not give a second thought to it because they deserve it. Regardless of what they did, they deserve it. Not. So the question is, at what level do they end up snapping to the point that they actually start? Which leads me to wondering, if they're willing to do that to an everyday person on the street, I can comprehend why they have to deal with such a thing as divorce, because who knows what they do in their family, or family members for that matter. So it's no wonder there's a bad divorce rate. And that's regardless of what their ethnic background is, as regardless of what their religion is, sex, or whatever have you. It doesn't matter. It's almost non-relevant. So anyway, enough out of me.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Francis.
Later.
All right. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Jim. I'm glad you and Steve are both on. I have kind of a pet peeve, too, with you guys. Monday, when I called in about women getting the right to vote, the suffrage,
and
then we got prohibition. Well, then a woman called after me, and she said, well, you know, men were drinking, and they weren't bringing their paycheck home to their wives. Well, I want you guys to say, hey, for that, we need a constitutional amendment. Give me a break. That's, you know, that just proved my point about emotional issues. Also,
well, I'm all for women voting, Laura, as long as they vote with using common sense and wisdom. Voting for a guy because he's handsome, like JFK, he got a lot of votes because he's handsome over Dick Nixon. If you vote for the right reasons, and vice versa, I mean, it's, or don't vote for a woman just because she's a woman. Vote for what she actually stands for, the quality, what she can bring to the table. I get so sick and tired. And if that's what a vote would be, I'd say, well, I would wish that woman would not get a right to vote because she's not voting the right way. You're giving an honor, a duty to vote with using some common sense and some wisdom. And if you're not using that, this is not a beauty contest. This is not a beauty contest. This is, we got so much on the line here, and we need the best people. I want the guy with the big, thick glasses and the pocket protector, to be honest with you. I don't give a crap what he looks like. I want the smartest guy in the room for the job, but we can't seem to get that guy every 4 years. So we have to choose between the lesser of two evils. And that's basically what we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 elections, the lesser of two evils. But so for women voting, if you're going to vote, use some common sense. You know, none of this, he's handsome, I'm going to vote for him because he's a good-looking guy, he looks presidential. So what the hell does looking presidential look like anyway? What does that really mean? You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm going off now.
Now, you look at any legislation that they put in after some kind of emotional thing, like the guns, they're trying to get emotional about it. Any legislation that's put in because of emotion, that legislation is never good. It causes more crime, more problems.
Yep. You're right.
Everybody ever notice that?
Yeah.
Let's start looking for that.
Well, we have enough.
The party wants so many women in because they're manipulating them to emotional status.
Well, we have enough record. We have enough laws on the books. Don't you agree, John?
We got
more than enough laws in the books. We gotta enforce them. Enforce the laws on the books and stop creating new laws and nullifying other ones. We gotta just follow the rule of law here, and that's what we're having a big problem with that. And I don't know why it's such a problem to follow the rule of law, but now we have to redefine and manipulate and decide what the definition of is. And we can thank Bill Clinton for that little crappy thing that he did there, trying to wiggle out of his little problem. The definition is. Ever since that happened, I swear, people are always looking for the wiggle room, how to get out of trouble by a word redefining. And I think Francis called it wordsmithing. It's the new thing now, wordsmithing. Well, it doesn't really mean that. It could mean this. We're tired of that, you know. The law is the law. We got to get back to the rule of law.
Anything else, Laura?
I just trying to get the point across about the fact that we did not need a constitutional amendment for this emotional thing of some men come home drunk.
Yeah. No,
for Pete's sake.
I got you. And
give me some text on that.
And what I said to you on that Monday show was, you shocked me. You absolutely shocked me.
Because I said he wouldn't vote for a woman or a lawyer?
Well, I go with that lawyer one in a heartbeat. If they're a lawyer, they advertise they're a lawyer, you don't get my vote off the bat. You're done.
Anybody that's in a position to make a decision for me, if they want to run for dog catcher, I'll vote for a lawyer or a woman. But if they want to make a decision for me, I want a good, steady man who's fact and truth-based. Although a lot of the men I agree today, they're all feminized. They're all Lindsey Grahams, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, they make you more like women now.
Well,
I understand that.
And things have gotten changed to the point, you know, it used to be. Remember the 70s? They wanted kinder, gentler men. And then the women's movement really kicked in with this thing, and they started defining what the man's role in society was to be. And here we are in the 2000s. And look what has happened. The emasculated man made fun of in sitcoms, on television, any possible way to deride men, I guess for their past transgressions of being the breadwinner of the family. Those were the days where the wife had the option to go out and get a job or stay home and raise the children. We didn't know what latchkey children were. It wasn't necessary. A man could make a living and provide for his wife and his family and pay all the bills. And her job was the child rearing, which we all know is most important. If you're going to take the responsibility of having babies, you've got to give that child everything that you can and every opportunity, including your time. Hell, Laura, they even invented terms for it. Oh, quality time. You have no time left in a day, but now you have a designated block of quality time that you spend with your children, and that's quality time. I am just so thoroughly sick and disgusted by all this that I don't even know what to say anymore, Laura. I really don't.
Well, they're trying to actually say masculinity is a disorder now. You still remember that stupid book from John Gray? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Do you remember that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah, yeah. We're all screwed up. You men have to be more sensitive. You have to be a little more feminine because that's what we want. That's what women want now. They want Lindsey Graham types.
Wow.
I fail at that.
So. Laura, thank you.
That's what the NRA's got. They went from Charlton Heston to Ollie North. Have you guys discussed that? You know, like, what do you think about Ollie North being the head of the NRA now?
Yeah, I heard that.
whoa, back up here. What?
Ollie North is the head of the NRA now.
What happened? Why is Ollie North head of the NRA? What happened to the guy that was in charge?
He's still there, Lapierre, but Ollie North is now, you know, the president or whatever, the guy that's out front. Like Charles Heston used to be.
Yeah, here comes the fix.
Exactly.
Here comes the fix.
We're in trouble now with Ollie North. Wasn't he a gunrunner?
They forgot all about Iran-Contra. I guess that's
exactly.
In the past now.
I guess they didn't vet him too good.
Yeah, well, he got paid off handsomely. He got a national radio program. He was exonerated for the guns and drug running. Yeah, under Ronald Reagan, and everything is just fine. As long as you have high people in Washington covering for you, you know, the only crime is being caught at something.
Right.
It's okay. Everything is fine until you get caught, and that's when other people can get burned. They got to come in and cover your butt. Thank you, Ollie North. What? God. Unbelievable. I was not aware of that, Laura.
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate your call. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
John, Steve, it's always good to talk to you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk. I was going to call and talk about Kamala Harris and Shepard Smith, but Steve had mentioned John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was like Secretariat is to thoroughbreds. John F. Kennedy was like Tiger Woods is to golf. He was the greatest thing in my lifetime as far as presidents. He had a big problem with women. And I would give that over Nixon. Nixon might have had a more moral personal life in that regard, but John Kennedy was so far thinking. We would not have A-bombs today. We would have not had Vietnam. We went to the moon.
We wouldn't have any gun. Jeff, let me slow your adoration roll down here a minute. John Kennedy almost saw to it no nuclear weapons. He almost saw to it that nobody had weapons. Nobody had personal protection. Do you aware of that? Complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world? Document 7277, United Nations, which Kennedy was pushing?
John, I haven't studied everything about John Kennedy, but the key things that impacted me and my view of him, he was superior to anything that we've had as president. And Robert Kennedy would have been right there in a close second. Okay,
that's why they took him out. Yeah,
John Kennedy was well taught by his dad, and I will always say this about his dad. It's written in, it's written down on paper forever. He was the ambassador to England from 38 to 40. He was at the center of the storm.
That was a bootlegger. And he knew was also a bootlegger. Don't forget he was a bootlegger during the Prohibition era. Yeah.
He had some issues. Joe Kennedy had issues with women and whiskey, too. But being a great leader, hey, Charles Martel, you're familiar with Charles Martel.
No.
Charles Martel saved Europe in 732 at Tours and Poitiers. He defeated the Muslims. The Pope loved Charles Martel, and he was the George Washington of his day. Well, he was siring women outside of his marriage, but he was a great man. You know, I don't know what God's litmus test is for great people, but, you know, when you talk about Kennedy, okay, there has to be a little bit. You know, John Kennedy, that was the apex of where our nation could have headed, and we're here today where we are.
Well, he had a few things right, Jeff.
Yeah.
He had a few things right. He didn't want to go to Vietnam. He wanted to pull the advisors out, and they were already firmly entrenched. He wanted to get them out of there. He wanted to break up the CIA. He did stand in the way of Israel obtaining nuclear weapons. And a person yesterday called in and contended, "Oh, Israel doesn't have any nukes." That was one of the things on the laundry list that was an absolute no-no. He also kicked the Federal Reserve in the shins by executive order the federal note instead of the Federal Reserve note, going right up against. And let's not make any mistake about this. The power base for all of what you see is going on in the world and continues is at the behest of the New World Order bankers. End of story, period. So people want to dodge this issue, or they want to talk about money as if they know what they're talking about, and they have no idea on how to rid ourselves of this disease, even to the point when I make an observation on air that, wait a minute, in the interim, we can replace all the Federal Reserve notes in this country with federal notes. No, they will not be backed by anything, but you're going to get a break. The very thing that has been used as manipulation and control over individuals and governments alike worldwide. And that is the interest that is bearing on dealing with these creatures. So, you know, Kennedy, yeah, he was doing a few things right, but I'm telling you, Jeff, he was way ahead on the issue of disarming the American people. Okay, so well, I don't want to burst your bubble on that deal, but go look it up. Just punch in 7277, complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world, and read it for yourself. This is why listen to me, Jeff. I will let you talk. Please let me talk. This is why you're seeing all the industrialized countries of the world and their people gunless. They are now subjects to their government with absolutely no way of taking corrective action to get their respective governments back. That's the legacy that almost happened through John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I'm just telling you.
Well, I'll give you that because I haven't studied that aspect of it. But if we had taken over, if the government had taken over banking, okay, we would have much more peace and harmony today. You know, money can actually be the servant instead of the master.
Mm-hmm.
Today, money is the master.
Yeah.
You know, people have to hustle. They got to try to pay their taxes. You know, they want a little discretionary money to spend.
There is none.
Jeff, there is none.
There is none because there is no amount of taxes people could pay to even service the interest on the outstanding debt itself. They've got to keep borrowing more money to pay for the interest on the outstanding debt. That's how nuts this is.
John, do you agree that it's a fraudulent system based on fractional banking?
Yeah, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you already know that was a rhetorical question. It doesn't require my answer. We've got to go to break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We got calls backed up here. I wanted to get to those remaining stories. By the way, you don't think there's backlash off of the crap that they're pulling? Boy Scouts, in 1 week after this announcement of the name change, 425,000 Boy Scouts have quit.
Yep.
425,000. You know what? It's time for the Boy Scouts of America to strike out and do their own thing.
I agree.
You know, just pull it. See, this is indicative of people that can't do it themselves. They'll ride on a coattail for a while. They try to do something, and it ends up destroying the organization. And then they stand back and they go, well, we didn't have anything to do about that. They will not take personal responsibility for their own actions. They refuse to do it. They're right, and everybody else is wrong.
But the problem, John, is they'll reformulate and do their own thing, and then they'll still want to. They'll still have to include females, which is amazing. So they can disband. They can actually say Boy Scouts of America is over. We're going to do something else, and we're going to be exclusive. It's just for males, and they'll say no. It's discriminating. And they'll throw it to the Supreme Court. And they'll come back and says, yep, yeah, you have to include them again. So it's a no-win situation until we just recognize there are differences. We have men. We have women. There are differences. What the hell's the damn problem here?
Oh, no, they don't want any differences anymore.
They
you know, it's even you just broke the cardinal rule by gender identification. Oh. Yeah, no, there, no. The man and woman of the Homo sapien creatures here on the face on planet Earth, You got to forget the fact that one has innies and the other have outies. No. They're gender neutral. They're gender neutral. Well, you've heard my explanation as to how viable it is with natural law. Forget about any teachings, any philosophies. Put the lesbians on one island, put the homos on the other. And unless somebody jumps in a canoe and paddles over in the middle of the night to make a little visit, within one generation, all those people are dead. Tell me about your sustainability, and tell me about your practicality, and tell me about your how natural and normal and healthy this is. Holy
John, shame on you, John. That's hate speech.
You're right,
John.
And I'm an equal opportunity hater, by the way.
That's a hate speech.
You're right, and damn proud of it. Andy in Texas, are you a hateful person too?
Yes, Steve. I hate everything. Everything is. I mean, it's just a big hateful world.
Reminds me of that on the Little Rascals. Remember the He-Man Women Haters Club? Do you remember that?
I love that show.
Yeah. We got to get that thing going again. The He-Man Women Haters Club. John, you could be president.
Do you remember the Three Stooges, Mo, Larry, and Curly with the Women Haters Club? The episode with Curly.
I don't remember that.
And then
we're too old. We're too old.
I don't know about that. Let me see. They were doing their short stories. Let me see. Back in 1934, they started in 1934. They were vaudeville before that, but that's where the big break came from. At any rate, you didn't call up to talk about that, Andy. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, that's a hell of a topic. We should stick with it. Let's talk about them Little Rascals. Actually, I called up to talk about, I mean, while our minds are on Libya and North Korea and Iran and Israel, meanwhile, our president had an NRA discussion.
Andy, I'm sorry, let me interrupt you. Do you have a dog near you panting?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's a pit bull.
All right. Can you put the dog down?
I'll just walk in the house.
Okay. Very good.
He's outside.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. I'm sitting here. The board op and myself were looking at each other. He's looking
at
the board,
me.
Trying to figure out where this noise is coming. And I had to listen for a second. I thought, wait a minute. That sounds suspiciously like a dog panting. Andy, we're burning time here. What's on your mind?
Well, you won the ticket there because you figured out who was panting. Anyway,
thank you.
What I was saying was with this Iran and this Syria and North Korea and all this stuff going on and stuff, we all forgot to look at the NRA speech that Donald Trump gave us. He gave us a speech about all this rifle stuff, which is great. I love it. Let's have our rifles. But then he also says something about arming all this surplus, this arming surplus. They have a surplus from the army of all these different MRAPs and all these different pieces of equipment. And in his NRA speech, he specifically stated that we need to give this to our police officers.
Yep.
And that
yep.
scares me.
Yeah. It does.
That scares
it
me. Cause
it should.
Well, I mean, if you're going to arm our police officers with military equipment, I got some concerns with that.
You should be. You know, I lived in Northern California, and I lived in a small town of 27,500 people. Nice little community. It's really a nice community. I miss it. I don't miss California. But for some reason, they brought this vehicle in at a weird time so nobody could really see it. It was escorted into town. I had like five cars in front of it, five cars behind it. It was the biggest military assault vehicle I've ever seen in my life. I have no idea what they had in plans for it. It had no purpose in this little small community where everything is really nice. There's no crime really to speak of. What the hell are they doing with a military assault vehicle this big?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's exactly my point. Yeah. I mean, that's where I want to go with this.
Andy, I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
By the way, Steve, you know that ad you told me to pull?
Yeah.
It's pulled.
Good.
Andy in Texas, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir. No, I just want to say that, I mean, the way things are going, I mean, we're looking at all this different stuff that's keeping our eyes on the prize, if you will, at least at what the mainstream media says is the prize, you know, but... Behind the scenes, this guy is doing some things that are really disturbing to me. I mean, you're going to arm our police officers with excess military equipment? I have a very big problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm ex-military, and I know that these pieces of equipment are far more... they definitely are better off than a police car, you know, with bulletproof windows and stuff. So, I mean... I'm really worried about what's going on. I think Donald Trump is kind of an undercover guy, and it goes back to his dismissal of the Obama birth certificate. And we know that the birth certificate was fake. It's obviously fake because they called him a black person from 1962. Back then, they used the word Negro. So we know it was fake. I don't know where he was born at. I don't really give a crap. But the point of the matter is that there's so much stuff going on right now that none of us know what the hell is going on. And I'm just a guy sitting in Texas going, what the hell is going on? And now you got Donald Trump in a NRA speech talking about weapons and how we should be able to have these weapons. And then suddenly he has a 2 minutes discretion where he says he's going to send all these military weapons that the military is not using. He's going to give it to our police. That's very discouraging.
Well, of course it is. And the whole idea, the citizenry was supposed to be on par. This is why George Washington warned about standing armies. You know, if you take a look at the little pyramid of things on the bottom, you got we work for all and we feed all. These are the people that are underneath and supporting the upper crust there that we eat for you. And then on top of that, well, you got the military guys, we shoot for you. And then the ones above those, we fool you, we rule you. And on top of this is the big bag of money that the illicit bankers are controlling everybody and everything over. It's wonderful.
Well, but,
hey, look, Andy, I've got to move. I've got loaded phones, and I got a lot of information I wanted to get to. I thank you for your call.
Thanks, Andy.
Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to say something about JFK.
Okay.
Nothing's new. When we thought that they were taking the missiles out down there, Khrushchev, I doubt it. They're probably still there. And the other thing was that you didn't know that he gave away the turkey bases, did you?
No,
Khrushchev. You didn't know that.
I was not aware of that, no.
And it's in that movie, 13 Hours. I was really surprised they put it in there. But we had a friend who was there on the base, and he was translating Russian messages right on the border. And they said, okay, line up over there. Y'all got to get a new job. So that's what Kennedy did. He gave away our bases.
Okay, well, you'd be surprised how many people don't understand what the Bay of Pigs was all about. Bay of Pigs was a reaction because the United States put missiles in Turkey, and so the Soviet Union put missiles in Cuba. So there's one spark starts a fire here.
Yeah.
They never talk about the other part. Why did this happen? They don't talk about the United States, the threatening pose that they were in by putting missiles in Turkey.
Well,
Nobody talks about that.
And Kennedy made the comment about the war in Vietnam when fighting communism. He goes, why the hell do we want to go halfway around the world when we got them sitting 90 miles off our southern shore?
Right.
Yeah. And the missiles in Turkey, were they able to reach the United States? Well, the ones in Cuba damn sure were. Thanks for your call, Pat. Eric in Tennessee. Hello, Eric.
John, how are you tonight?
Good.
John and Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Very good.
You hear me good?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
And having a Swiss bank in your on your phone. And you can move money anywhere on the planet for pennies instead of dollars.
You know
or
what's
hundreds of dollars.
You know what's wrong with the cryptocurrencies? You know, and Eric, people,
what's wrong?
People are not understanding this. It's another system.
Exactly.
It's another system that's backed by nothing. But this is an exercise in pulling people away from identity with money. I am old enough. I remember going to the candy store, putting a dime on the counter, and that was a good percentage of that dime was silver. We saw the silver, the valuable metals taken out of our money. That had to take place for them to really kick their fractionalized reserve banking into high gear. And this cryptocurrency thing is one step further away from real money recognition. And it's got people chasing their own tails out there. Yep. And again,
I don't agree with you, John.
Well, I know you don't agree with me, but that's too bad. Okay, Eric. I'll be honest with you.
You know, the value is created by the scarcity. There's only going to be X amount of bitcoins ever put out into the currency. And so it's going to have a limitation, so the value is going to have to go up. And to me, it's an anti-banking, it's a banking extinction event.
Well, and what That's makes you happen. Say that? Because there's credible evidence is put forth that this came straight out of the back room of the CIA.
It could have.
Well, that's the case, do you think it's a good thing?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Do you have the facts on that? Do you have the facts that it came right out of the CIA?
I will dig around. I will do a report on that. I swear I will. I mean, the people have just gone Google Gaga, and they're grasping at anything. What they perceive is to be anti-banker. And it's
well,
not.
It's anti-banker, but it's a way of transacting anywhere on the planet with no banker involved in the middle.
Let me ask you something. Do you think the cryptocurrency is going to be around if our monetary system is digitalized? Do you think it's going to remain?
No.
As long as the internet stays up, yes.
Well, because it's not needed then. It's really not needed. If your dollar disappears and nobody's actually using hard currency anymore, and everything's digitalized and everybody's just swiping a little card from now for all your purchases, everything is done with a swipe of a card. What need is there for a cryptocurrency? And cryptocurrency would fall tomorrow. It would tumble, go to zero because there's no need for it anymore. Because the government can control a digitalized currency, and they can't control your cash.
The government can't control it, and that's the beauty of it. There is no government involved in the middle of it.
Oh, really? Then why is Bitcoin? Whoa. Why is Bitcoin? Listen to me, Eric. Why is Bitcoin regulated by the Securities Exchange Commission? Is that not part of the government?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. It's not controlled.
Oh, one coin.
Be controlled.
Okay. You want to keep talking, you keep talking. You want to do the rest of the show, you're so knowledgeable, you go right ahead and do it. Go ahead.
I could do that if you want. I know a little bit about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, have you ever heard about
one? You probably won't let me. About who?
Oh, you have a question now?
Have
you ever heard it?
About one? I didn't hear it all, John. I missed something.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be...
Yes, you are.
Hold on.
Yeah, you are.
I'm looking for it right now. It says right here, U.S. Securities and Exchange Committee. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Committee is an independent agency of the United States federal government.
Correct.
And guess what? OneCoin, Carol Asher, got me involved with OneCoin. Instead of sending me a donation.
I did that, yeah. I dropped that a long time ago.
Okay, can I talk now? Would you pull this guy down? Jeez, oh, Pete. OneCoin is not allowed to operate inside the United States because they were not vetted and cleared by the Securities Exchange Commission the way Bitcoin was. Okay, do your own research on this. There are some people that are not happy that I did not pick up the OneCoin gauntlet and run with it. But they were told, if you want to do business inside the United States, you got to get clearance and permission from the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, the very same people that sat back and watched the bankers in the ultimate ripoff of America and the rest of the world. These are the very same people. By the way, they had vacant seats when that happened as well. They were really on the job. God. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Well, everybody needs to calm down and just mansplain. I don't get upset when my husband does it. But I wanted to talk about...
I'm sorry, what did you call it?
Mansplain.
Mansplain. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Can't be a man anymore. You got to be a poof.
I thought it was menopause.
Oh God!
Get your heart still.
We're breaking all kinds of new ground here today.
Well, I wanted to talk about the police, but the basic message to the police these days is be afraid, and that's drilled into their head.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the ISD, you know, that's our Israeli Defense Fund forces, I should say, are. Dear pals down at the ADL, they lobby Congress to send 300 sheriffs over to learn the tactics of this Israeli Defense Force. Because their motto is, it's better in front of 12, which would be a jury, than carried out by 6.
Well, and...
Y'all have a great night.
Thank you. And, Roxanne, it was also... the chief of police in L.A. That thought it was a good idea to send his officers to Israel to be taught about the procedures you're seeing all the time, the no-knock warrants, the guys PASCADed out, MP5s. There's a term that I will not use, but it's butts to gonads, put in your own words. But these are the guys that do the dynamic entry. That's where all this started. And it was over street gangs and drugs. They needed a new effective weapon against these marauders. So that's when they started sending police officers back in the 70s over to Israel to be taught by these people. Yeah, Israel's
been... I have two neighbors and friends that are... lots of friends that are cops and FBI and CIA and all that crap. But they were sent all over. So it isn't just Israel.
Yeah.
But it's the meanest, harshest procedures, whatever you want to call it, tactics, that they enforce into these kids. There's a thing called the, it's the FLSA, that's the Fair Labor Standards Act. That means these kids that go into academies must take vaccines. So they're polluted, these people. And like Mr. Elkins mentioned, God knows what medications they're on just to deal with what they have to deal with.
Well, and
people floating around.
But Roxanne, with all of your experience with all these different people, don't they realize that the cops are being set up? This thin blue line they're going to put behind their tyranny, they're going to place them right in the middle and pit them right against the American citizen. And the first go-around of this little restoration project, who do you think is going to go down? It's going to be the cops. And then what you're going to see after that, you will see martial law in this country, and then you will see, because we're right up there with the coalition forces and the blue helmets and all that other stuff, even though they won't openly admit it, that's where it's at, and you will see. You will, as Kissinger said, you will see blue helmets on the street corners of America for peacekeeping purposes.
Well, as much as many of the audiences, and I'm not anybody's supporter, but I've been involved with all these people, but I've never seen anything like what Trump is doing, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, Roxanne.
He's doing much good than evil. You don't understand these people is what I'm trying to tell your audience.
Okay, well, Roxanne, I got accused of being a never-Trumper before, and I will say this again. I'm not a never-Trumper. I'm not anti-Trump. I am going to eyeball this guy like I did any past president, whether it be Obama, whether it be George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., whether it be Bill Clinton, whether it be JFK, whether it be Dick Nixon, whether it be Jimmy Carter, whether it be Ronald Reagan. Did I miss any here, Steve?
No, I think you got them all.
You know, I am going to eyeball this man like I have all past presidents, because all this has been skewed beforehand. The Constitution has been thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater, and we now have a president that's acting in the executive branch like he is king. And it's just not Donald Trump. It was his predecessor. It was the one before him and the one before him.
Right.
I'm just telling you. You know, you can keep giving this guy latitude, but the rug has already been pulled out from under you, Roxanne. Do you understand that?
No, sir.
You don't understand it, or you're disagreeing with me?
I'm disagreeing.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your next callers and whatnot.
I'm in a challenging mood today, and nobody wants to step up with that. I mean, David in California. Hello, David.
I'm stepping up, Don. I'm stepping up. Let's see how long I last on the air before you take me off.
Jeez.
Okay, so the caller that called with his grandkids listening to the radio.
That was a plant said, call.
How do you know?
Okay, what's your question?
The guy didn't,
get to it. What's your question? You. Go ahead.
Thank you.
What is it?
Okay, so, well, my question is really more of a statement. But you dissed him. You told him that he was irresponsible and he should have been ashamed of himself and all that stuff. And he was right. Where was his apology? Yeah, don't send money to these people, man. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Yeah.
Hey, cut him. Cut him.
Oh, no. David hates America. David hates America. You think you can talk over me? You can't. David hates America. Are you a foo-foo? Are you out in San Francisco? Are you out in San Francisco? David, answer my question. You live in...
You hate America.
Are you a foo-foo?
I have no idea what that means, but being that you do, you must be.
Come on.
Sticks and stones, baby.
Why do you listen to this network?
He does it just to get in there and harass. He's a troll.
Because you're wrong.
You're a troll.
Go away, troll.
You're a troll, David.
Go away, troll.
I'm just a listener that sees that you guys are just
bastards. Bye-bye, troll.
Bye-bye.
These damn trolls.
This is what I was telling you earlier.
What the hell's going on today? Trolls.
No, they're coming out of the box because we're the last Mohican standing, and there are people out there that are plotting and planning as we speak. Scott in California. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John. Do you hear me? John, do you hear me okay?
Yeah, you don't live next door to David, do you?
No, you know what? I heard that, and I happen to be in Lodi right now, which is a solid red during the last election. Matter of fact, most of the state is. Anyway,
I did some skydiving at Lodi. Did some skydiving out there.
Yeah, that's a really good program they have.
You mean to tell me you jumped out of a fully functional plane when you didn't have to?
I did. And you should, too, try it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Your question. Go ahead. What's your question?
Comment. Did you guys catch the District of Columbia City Council a couple weeks ago? They were discussing, it was after that little children's crusade about banning the guns, and they were talking about, they're discussing at D.C. City Council lowering the voting age to 16. Did you catch that?
I did. I did catch that.
I caught that, but I haven't heard any more about it.
No, I haven't either. I did hear about it.
Okay, I think I got the answer, because in the late 60s, remember when they went from 21 to 18, and they had a little catchy little slogan, and it was, if you're old enough to go to war, you're old enough to vote, right?
Right, exactly.
And I think what they're lacking is a little slogan or a descriptive saying, so here it is. If you're old enough to masturbate, you're old enough to vote.
No, you're a hater. You're just gender identified.
Hey, we talked about this on Monday because remember I said that these 16-year-olds can't get up and go to school unless mom wakes them up, but they can't organize their underwear drawer, sock drawer, so let alone give them the right to vote. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. This is nothing more than a democratic trick to get more voters for Democrats.
I've got to cover this before we get out of here today. This is
okay. Talk to you later.
Okay,
appreciate
your call. On the issue here, on the story of rulers, foolers, and shooters. Now, I explained the tier to you. You need to take a look at this and read the complete story that's posted on republicbroadcasting.org. The rulers. The United States' very own representative, Eric Swalwell, Democrat out of California, is one representing the first big push toward totalitarian takeover via gun seizures. On Thursday, Swalwell, as reported by NBC News, on an interview with Swalwell by USA Today, proposed a complete ban of what he describes as military-style semi-automatic assault weapons, along with the government buyback of these rifles, and pursuit of those who refuse it. Swalwell describes this last part as criminally prosecute any who choose to defy the buyback by keeping their weapons. Swalwell cited the Austrian mandatory gun buyback laws as an example used by unprompted walkout and demonstrations of Parkland high school students after that school shooting. This is what Swalwell had to say. There's something new and different about the surviving Parkland high schoolers' demands. They dismiss the moral equivalents we've made for far too long regarding the Second Amendment. I've been guilty of it myself, telling constituents and reporters that we can protect the Second Amendment and protect lives. The right to live is supreme over any other. Australia got it right. Part two here, the foolers. On Sunday, the 6th, the Pope came out and said that all firearms must be confiscated and taken away, and that only the firearms must be in the hands of the UN. United Nations. This is not a new thought, as it was John F. Kennedy who proposed a ban of all nuclear weapons and firearms, with the UN peacekeepers being the only ones who retained any weapons. That clarion call has been echoed in the UN Small Arms Treaty, the one that Bolton, currently Secretary of State, refused to sign when he was a UN ambassador under Bush. I guess a busted clock can at least be right a couple of times a day. Sure, many may try to disregard what the Pope is saying, but you can't completely discount anyone who has a billion people under his dominion. spiritually and economically. Now let's get to the shooters. Now there's two excellent articles, and these are highlighted. I'm urging you folks to go to our website and read this. There's two excellent articles for your perusal written by John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. One of them is entitled Armed and Dangerous. If police don't have to protect the public, what good are they? These are Supreme Court rulings, folks. They're there to protect the property, not the individual. And they're the ones standing there with the firearms pointing at us right now. It's not going to be too much longer in this country that they're going to start confiscating firearms. And at that point in time, you're going to have to make a decision as to what you're going to do. Oh, you can jump up and move to another state, but this is going to chase you everywhere you go. Once this ball starts to roll, there's no stopping it. It's going to go straight downhill and unbelievably fast. That's when the resistance is going to come in. That's when you're going to see declarations being made. See what these people are doing with these firearms. We just need to get rid of them. And by them, I mean not the firearms, the shooters, the new terrorists, the people that are trying to defend the Constitutional Republic, that wants the crooks and the criminals and the craft and all the crap gone, out of here. Remember what de Tocqueville said. The end of the Republic will come when the government can buy the people with their own money. This is some deep stuff, Steve.
It is.
And it is going to happen.
I agree. Totally agree.
Any other callers?
Number callers?
I'm sorry, who is it? Damien in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Damien.
Hey, I love the show tonight. I just want to tell you that for people that don't live in Broward County have no idea how I've lived here for almost 25 years and we are so afraid of the police.
That's what they're there
whether
to do.
Whether it's city, local, or sheriffs. You see a cop, guess what? Everybody crimps up. Like, what are these guys going to do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We were sitting down there the other day at the store, not doing anything, me and two of my friends, sitting down there, and one cop, a marked police car, pulls up, blocks off 1 lane of the road, and another one pulls up in an undercover car saying, oh, we had a report that you guys were drinking over here. I was like, do you see any beer cans, sir? No. Okay, so we are in another city because that canal divides the city. Mm-hmm. So he was like, well, you guys aren't doing anything, so we can't do anything to you. Well, what were you planning on doing? And then he asked us for our names. I freely gave him my name because I knew I'm not doing anything.
No. Now, and you didn't even have to give him your name because no crime was committed. There was no probable cause. But
well, that's what I was going to get to, but he didn't, they didn't. I was like, yo, this is a police state.
You're damn right
what
it is.
This?
What is
this?
Damien, we're out of time. I wish you would have called in just a little bit earlier.
Show, John.
I appreciate
have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Steve?
Yes, sir.
We've come to the end of a very interesting 2 hours, replete with the trolls.
I'm going to take Michael Rivero's advice and go grab some Russian-made vodka right now. I'm a sympathizer. I drink their vodka.
You're in collusion with them. Damn it, you're supporting
I'm in collusion.
Them.
You got me.
All right. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. I've got a special guest coming in studio Friday, and I'm not going to give a tip of who it is.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.